The FDA expanded the pool of people eligible for boosters big time, and it's giving a lot of flexibility in picking which vaccine to use as a booster. Anyone 65 and older who got the Moderna vaccine at least 6 months ago can get a half dose as a booster. Same goes for younger adults who got Moderna who have health problems or risky jobs, you know, like nurses and teachers, or risky living situations like homeless shelters or prisons, just like the Pfizer booster. It's even more open for people who got the J&J vaccine. The FDA gave the green light to a full J&J dose to anyone who got what was supposed to be a one-shot vaccine at least 2 months ago. That's because the J&J has never been as protective as the other vaccines.
I'm trying hard not to say mix and match, like so much coverage just said, like it sounds like you're filling up a six-pack.
Yeah, mix or match.
But this is an important step here. The FDA is saying that you don't necessarily have to stay in that same vaccine lane going forward.
Yeah, that's right. Research indicates that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are essentially interchangeable as boosters, and this gives people, you know, a lot of that flexibility if one vaccine is not available or if they want to try a different one because, say, they had a bad reaction the first time around. It also simplifies boosting people in nursing homes where residents may have gotten different vaccines, and it's especially important for those who got the J&J vaccine. Boosting J&J recipients with a Pfizer or Moderna shot seems much better for, you know, turbocharging the immune system than just getting another J&J shot. You know, some people may still go with J&J again, you know, maybe because it's easier to get or maybe because they're more comfortable getting what they got the first time. The J&J shot does a decent job as a booster and may even give longer lasting immunity.
Yeah. Steve made a good point at the beginning of the segment that going forward, this is something that's optional. People want to do this. And there has been some scientific pushback that if people aren't older, if they're not immunocompromised, then maybe boosters aren't needed. What are officials saying?
Yeah. Well, for now, the agency is following the advice from its advisors that there just isn't enough evidence to justify expanding the pool eligible for boosters even more. The vaccines seem to be still pretty good at keeping, you know, very good actually, keeping most younger, otherwise healthy people from getting really sick. But there is growing evidence that protection may be waning for those people too, maybe starting with, you know, 40-somethings. So officials say they'll loosen up the eligibility when that's necessary. So stay tuned on that score.
So many people are still waiting for that next authorization for a vaccine for younger kids. Where does that stand?
Yes, so next Tuesday, FDA advisors will review Pfizer's request to authorize that vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. Older kids are already getting Pfizer shots. Pfizer has submitted data that using one-third of the dose grown-ups got is safe and effective for kids ages 5 to 11. If Pfizer gets the okay, which is expected, the CDC will weigh in on this question the first week of November. Kids will need two doses 3 weeks apart, just like their parents, but this means lots of kids could well be on their way to being fully vaccinated by around Thanksgiving, which should help keep them safe and in school and help keep the virus from surging again.
It definitely takes some of the stress off of Thanksgiving gatherings.
Yeah, that's for sure.